everybody. This is your host, Representative Coach Hanamiya Mejarano-Gutierrez, and I hope that you all are having a wonderful evening. Today's episode is called Moshiach Diet. So, one of the things that are the principles, basic principles of Judaism is the fact that showing kindness is heal the world. And so Hashem teaches to love others as we love ourselves. So as we now are davening for the great Mashiach now, it's also very important that while doing so, we're also changing and aiming to change whatever kind of traits that are negative. And not just that, just acting into those changes. For instance, if there's people who have a quick temper, then if we want Mashiach now, then that person should be working on that temper to be a peaceful person instead of a quick temper person. If there's a person who has a propensity to constantly worry, so they need to work on their trusting Hashem. But the truth is, davening and studying Torah means nothing if that studying and that davening doesn't transfer into an actual change. If it does not transfer into a basic kindness or basic civility to another person, it was still a quick-tempered, it was still worrying, even though we're davening and studying, there's something that's more, there's more to work on. The person needs more time to work on those traits. It's better, yes, of course, it's extremely important to die for Mashiach, but it's equally important for us to be working on ourselves, so that way our neshama is ready for Mashiach. Now, Hillel states, "That which is despicable to you, do not do to your fellow. This is the whole Torah, and the rest is commentary. Now go and learn it." And not just about learning something, not just about learning Torah, but doing so on a day-to-day basis. Act and do on what we learn. So the children of Israel, when they were Mount Sinai, and Hashem was giving them the mitzvot, the commandments, they said, "We will do. We hear and we will do. We will do it." They were acting upon it. "We will do it." I apologize, I'm paraphrasing, but "We will do it." So the Torah is not just about learning, it's about doing. Because words without actions mean nothing. If one person cannot do something just as simple as basic civility, saying "thank you for giving me this," or "excuse me, may I pass," or any sort of being nice to a person, it's just, there's something wrong that needs to be worked on. So, that's part of the Mashiach diet. A diet that is not just about how we eat, because it's also important if not to indulge ourselves in food. It's actually, it's pretty much explained in the book Reaching New Heights by Miriam Yoshami. how important it is not to indulge in foods. But it's also, she talks about also how important it is to take care of our minds and how that in our thoughts. It's so important not to indulge on what we eat, overindulge, because that affects our emotions as well, and therefore our actions. On Proverbs 11:17 says, a man who is kind benefits himself, but a cruel man hurts himself. We have to learn to be kind with ourselves and also kind with others. Because logically, if we're not kind to ourselves, we're going to hurt ourselves. But if we are not kind to other people, we're going to hurt others. So how does that bring that kind of that, how does that glorify Hashem? How does that talk about His Torah if our actions are not in line with what the Torah states? It's so important to have Mashiach diet on how we eat, what we do, what we read, what we watch, what we think. Every single little thing. Because Moshiach is attached to Hashem. And so it's so important to be attached to Hashem. If we're attached to Hashem, then we are attached to Moshiach. So preparing for Moshiach is not just davening. It's acting upon those teachings, acting upon that moment of diving for Mashiach, but also have our neshama and our hearts and our minds and our actions and our lives ready to receive Mashiach. So, on Proverbs 16:23-26 says this: from a wise mind comes wise speech. The words of the wise are persuasive. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. Proverbs 16:23-26. The Jewish people are supposed to be allied to the nations, not just among ourselves and our friends and our family members, but to the nations, Jews and non-Jews. Our kindness should transpire to not just to our family members or our friends or our acquaintances. That's supposed to be transferring on to the people we encounter. Even if it's just the simplest thing. Even if it's just a smile to the person. Or thanking a person that you meet at a pharmacy and say, thank you for giving me this. So have a wonderful day. The minimum. We're supposed to try to be and show that kindness as much as we can do that, because it's so necessary to bring the final goal that you're supposed to bring that positive energy over and over again, so that where we daven, there's nothing between us and Hashem. We're supposed to be continuously working on ourselves and acting on those changes, and take those changes into action over and over again, and practice those changes so they can become habits. Now to finish, I found this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful quote that said, be somebody that makes everybody feel like a somebody. If the way we act, kindness and compassion helps another person feel special, if and loved and cherished, and kindness is and compassion is a weapon. I'm calling it like a tool or weapon, but it is something that is underestimated. It's not truly really thought about. kindness is not something that at times we go through our day and we don't really think about. We don't bring it to our conscious mind. It's such an important tool to bring redemption, to bring the final goal. So let's aim for it. Surely aim for it with a whole heart and a whole mind and a whole soul. So that way we can become healthy. Our neshama can become healthy. And we can help another person for their neshama to become healthier. And be that instrument for that person and yourself to be close to Hashem. This is your host, Robinson and Coach, Hadam Hiram Harris, and I hope that you have a wonderful evening. Take care. Bye, guys.